Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be honest, sometimes life feels like a runaway train, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, demands, and expectations. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and lose sight of ourselves amidst all the noise. But what if I told you there's a way to find stillness amidst the storm? A way to cultivate inner peace and genuine self-awareness. That's what we're diving into today. Creating a safe space for reflection, introspection, and growth. Think about it, when was the last time you truly sat with yourself? Not just scrolling through social media or mindlessly watching TV, but actively engaging with your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Creating that intentional space is like hitting the pause button on life's crazy soundtrack. It allows us to reconnect with our inner wisdom and discover what truly matters. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Madison, easier said than done. And you're right, carving out time for self-reflection in our busy world can feel like a monumental task. But trust me, it's more achievable than you think. It doesn't have to involve fancy retreats or hours of meditation, though those are great too. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start building your own sanctuary of reflection. First, define what reflection means to you. For some, it's journaling. For others, it's a quiet walk in nature, maybe even listening to calming music. Find what resonates with you and makes you feel grounded. Think about it like this. Your reflection space should be as unique as you are. Second, schedule it in. Seriously, treat it like any other important appointment. Even 15 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Block out that time on your calendar and stick to it like glue. Your future self will thank you for this intentional act of self-care. Third, ditch the distractions. Put your phone on do not disturb mode, close those pesky tabs on your computer, and let go of any lingering thoughts about work or errands. This is your time to unplug and reconnect with yourself. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Reflection isn't always easy. There might be times when your mind feels scattered or you struggle to focus. That's perfectly normal. Just gently guide your attention back to your chosen practice. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Celebrate the small victories and don't get discouraged by occasional setbacks. And finally, be open to what emerges. Reflection isn't just about clearing your head, it's also about uncovering new insights and understanding yourself better. Pay attention to any recurring themes or patterns that emerge during your reflection time. These can be valuable clues about your values, motivations, and areas where you might want to grow. Ever felt like you were caught in a whirlwind of thoughts and emotions, unsure of what direction to take? I'm talking about those moments when life feels overwhelming and you just need a moment to breathe and collect yourself. Imagine having a safe space, a quiet corner where you can step away from the chaos and truly connect with your inner self. Think about a time when you felt completely overwhelmed. Maybe it was during a stressful work project, a challenging relationship, or even just a hectic week. How did that feeling manifest in your body? What thoughts were swirling through your mind? Now imagine having a dedicated space where you could process those emotions, reflect on the situation, and find clarity amidst the storm. That's what creating a safe space for reflection is all about, providing yourself with the tools to navigate life's complexities with more grace and resilience. So remember, this isn't about being perfect or having it all figured out. It's about showing up for yourself day after day and cultivating a deeper connection with your authentic self. Ready to start building your own haven of reflection? Schedule that 15-minute block, turn off the distractions, and simply be present with yourself. You deserve this time, and your future self will thank you for it. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing your experiences and insights. And if you found this episode helpful, spread the word. Tell your friends, family, or anyone who might benefit from a little more reflection in their lives. See you in the next episode, where we'll continue exploring the wisdom of Stoicism and its practical applications for everyday life. Until then, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.